A lot of people want to have more discipline, but they continue to overlook the importance of doing this one little thing. Good morning, competitor. Jake here, your chief encouragement officer. Episode 789 of the Compete Every Day podcast. I love getting to have coaching conversations with clients. I do small group coaching in our competitor cohort that you can find at competitornation.com. I do some one-on-one executive coaching as well. And what I love a lot of times is this desire to have more discipline. If I could just be more focused, if I could just have more mental discipline, I could get some more stuff done. And a lot of times in the midst of those conversations, I find that it's not adding more that they need to do, but actually removing something, specifically removing themselves from an environment, from a situation that would actually help improve that situation. For example, if you struggle throughout the day of getting work done because your dogs, your family's in and out, and it's hard to focus, right? Every time you get a rhythm, somebody comes in, somebody opens the door, something, email pops up, right? You are constantly bouncing from distraction to distraction, working from home or perhaps in your office. And what you want is just, if I could just have 2 hours, if I could just have 2 hours of uninterrupted time, I could get this project done. I could do all of these other things. And during this one specific conversation, I ask the client, what would it look like if you just took 2 hours and went to a coffee shop? If you left your house, went to a coffee shop, and for those 2 hours, you were committed to work. Instead of hoping you have a perfect day every day, what if you just took a 2 hour block and said, these are the tasks I'm doing during this 2 hours. And so what you did was first, you set a plan to change the environment. You're getting out of your home or out of your office and you're going to a coffee shop. The second thing you're going to do before you ever walk in that door is to have your priorities of what you're going to attack. You're not going to walk in the door, open your inbox and get into your emails. You're going to know before you step foot in that coffee shop, in that new environment, what your priorities are. And then here's the deal. You're going to set a timer. You know you have 2 hours to get it done and then you got to get back home. You've got to get back into that office. You have a meeting. You have something you're committed to. And finally, as you walk in that door, I want you to think about Clark Kent taking off his glasses, unbuttoning his shirt, tearing off his tie, becoming Superman in that moment. Todd Herman talks about this as that alter ego effect. Of how do you transform yourself for this new environment to be the person of action in it? So first, what we do is identify how we're going to change our environment. Then what we do is we set our priorities before we ever get into that environment. It's having your game plan before the game starts. The third thing we're going to do is set a deadline. Why? Because we give ourselves as long as we give ourselves. And if we go hang out at the coffee shop all day, you'll probably end up on social media or answering emails or doing the things that aren't the priorities you came in there to do. And then finally, you're going to mentally work on flipping a switch that every time you step into this coffee shop, every time you step into this environment, it's go time. It's similar to Kobe Bryant playing the Halloween theme song, getting ready for games, and then stepping onto the court as the Black Mamba. Off the court with his family, with other people, he was a different person, right? He channeled that inner killer for the moment he was on the court. And then when the game was over, he flipped back. What would that look like for you? See, what we've just talked about doing is removing yourself from an environment, changing up a situation. If you're always in one room and find yourself struggling to focus, go into another room. If you struggle having a home office because of dogs barking at Amazon or your spouse hollering at you, your kids coming home and the environment not working, what would it look like if you took your top priorities and just went to another space, found another room, another location and said, I've only got 2 hours. I'm giving myself 2 hours and I have to get it done in 2 hours to go back to deal with everything else. See, we give ourselves as long as we give ourselves. And as other coaching clients had shared on that call, they are highly, highly productive when they give themselves a tighter window. It's the same attitude I had when I was in high school, right? Football season, I was on top of my schoolwork, on top of my grades. I was on top of everything, had projects done ahead of time because I didn't have much time available. But spring, had all the time in the world. It suddenly was a surprise to me that I would find the deadline for projects and papers creeping up on me rapidly and not have any work done, whereas in the fall, I was always on top of it. It's because we give ourselves as long as we give ourselves. And then finally, flipping your mindset for that moment of performance. It's what I tend to do when I step on stage wearing my jacket, put my glasses on. My glasses are kind of the last piece of my pre-game ritual, setting the mindset to go out there and deliver. See, part of our discipline is not having, quote, more discipline. It's putting ourselves into a space and a mindset and giving ourselves the deadline and boundaries of a time clock to get the right things done. It's moving the momentum to a new environment. It's not hoping things improve in our current one. And so today, I want you to ask yourself, where are you getting stuck on busy work instead of priorities? Where can you find a 30-minute to one-hour window to change your environment? How can you have a game plan before you step into that environment, knowing exactly what you're going to work on? And it's not answering emails. How can you set a timer so you know exactly when you have to be done by? And then how can you conjure up your alter ego the moment you step in the door that it's go time, it's work time? And when you leave, you can flip that switch back. What would that look like to your discipline? More better yet, what would that look like for your outcomes and your productivity if you started doing that? See, discipline a lot of times is not about adding more to the plate. It's about removing stuff from it. It's about taking the junk food out of the pantry, throwing it away, or putting it in the very back where you have to dig for it every time you just casually walk by that counter and grab it. It's about taking that bowl of M&Ms sitting on the counter and tossing it, or putting it somewhere you'd have to go over, open the bag, and do the work, and instead putting a healthy snack there instead. How do we remove stuff? How do we remove things that are in our way from being more disciplined? Try this simple four-step approach this week. Change up your environment. You don't have to leave the home. Go to another room. Put on music. Set a deadline. Have the attitude, the swagger. When you walk into the space, this is how I'm going to show up. And then let's see what happens. Go in your day today, competitor. You know I'm cheering for you. Thanks again, competitor, for tuning in to another episode of the Compete Everyday Podcast. This is Jake Thompson, your Chief Encouragement Officer, and I'm glad you're here because that means you're a driven leader who wants to maximize your performance and pursue greatness in every area of your life. To learn more about Compete Every Day, get involved in our leadership cohort, or find resources to help you lead better and succeed more, visit CompeteEveryday.com. I'll see you next episode.